Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Ozempic.
Bum, bum, bum.
You probably can't go anywhere without finding somebody you know, either talking about it or on it. It is a weight loss drug that really took off when they determined that they were trying for people who were facing or borderline diabetic to really lose weight.
Plus, it works, man. I know at least a dozen people on it. I've never seen a drug like this in terms of efficacy. And what they're called are GLP-1s. And what they do, if you're sitting at a table talking to someone on it, you have zero appetite. It blocks off receptors in the brain, and you do not want to eat. Larry, one of the guys on it came into the studio with us, and we won't name him because he'll get angry with us, but he's lost 70 pounds. He looks like he's...
70?
Yeah, he looks awful, by the way. Lost too much weight, looks sickly. And that's part of the problem. But what did he tell us, Larry? All he eats every day is one turkey hot dog. One. He went from 210 pounds to, what was it, Larry? 150, something like that. He looks horrible.
Yeah, actually 140. And
yeah, he looks horrible.
It can't, though, be healthy to eat one turkey hot dog a day.
Hell no. And here's what jumped off the page at me and had me reaching out to my friend Rob Pierce, is that this Wall Street Journal article I sent you, that people are being influenced by influencers on social media or telling them to buy this drug. Not their doctor, not a clinician, some jagoff on social media. Rob Pierce, who's not a jagoff. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to know, Rob, right?
Yeah, thanks for the intro in that regard.
I've been dragging Rob into this because his firm deals with so many cases that are so significant on a grand scale. And this one jumps off the map, Rob, because so many people are using it. And now we're starting to see a lot of side effects and litigation, are we not, sir?
You are. And I think the first thing that people need to realize, Ozempic, you know, in particular, but that drug was for the treatment of diabetes.
Right.
And one of the, if you will, benefits from it was weight loss.
Right.
But what's happening, as you mentioned, with the social media influence or the influencers in general, is they're, if you will, ignoring that it is for treating a medical condition, and yet everyone is hopping on board the boat to lose weight. And I don't think that should be lost in this conversation, because look, drugs can have a multiple good side,
yep,
but oftentimes they have horrible side effects. And that's what you're seeing now with Ozempic and some of these other drugs at issue.
Let me ask you a question. So if you went to a physician and you were given this as a prescription because of borderline diabetic issues, and part of that was to lose weight, if the side effects are posted with a medication, you're accepting that risk,
right,
by taking it. Or am I not understanding that from a legal standpoint?
You, That's accurate. You are accepting the risks. But what's important is a doctor is describing those risks to you. And for each individual, your physician's going to know how you may, how he or she may handle those risks. For example, one of the known side effects from Ozempic is constantly throwing up.
Right.
That's something that happens to many people.
True.
Based upon how healthy that person is, and again, if they're diabetic, the pros could outweigh the cons. That might be based upon your medical condition. This is a side effect that you have to go through and suffer, but it, overall, your health benefits from that. But that's a conversation where the physician knows the side effects, matches those potential side effects with the unique characteristics of the patient, and makes a medical opinion whether the patient should or should not take this particular drug or maybe try a different drug. When you reference the people on social media, celebrities, whoever it happens to be, talking about the benefits just being weight loss for cosmetic purposes, they're not obligated to, number one, disclose the side effects. And number two, they have no idea, those out there that might be truly influenced by them, how this can harm them based upon those people's medical risks.
Hey, Rob, what are the litigation? What's the litigation you're seeing? What's it based on? Is it based on these side effects or more serious things?
They're all side effects, Marty, but they are serious side effects. You're seeing people with stomach paralysis. You're seeing people with severe intestinal problems.
Oh.
And also, while it might seem trivial to say you're vomiting, you know, every day, that has horrific. Your insides, you're basically bringing acid from inside of you all throughout your system. And there are people that are having terrible, terrible side effects and permanent conditions from these drugs. And oftentimes these people are literally influenced by what they see out in the media or from celebrities and are getting these drugs off the internet or areas that I would say are not as reliable as speaking with your family physician and going through the pros and cons of each drug you're taking.
But Rob, if you're not following medical protocol and you're going outside that to get it, then doesn't that person who's taken it accept they're doing something under the radar and they're responsible too?
I'm not disagreeing with you, and that's clearly a factor. A lot of the cases that are involved in litigation are side effects that either weren't fully disclosed or much worse than may have been indicated by the drug companies themselves. But yes, those people that are buying it off the internet from some overseas source or things of that nature, clearly that is a major factor. And many of those victims most likely won't find legal representation.
And here's the thing, Rob, and this is why we're seeing all this litigation. It's a relatively new drug, so we really don't know long-term what's going to happen long-term, and that's kind of scary, is it not, sir?
It is, and, you know, I try to use maybe an example with the opioid situation, and I'm not comparing the severity of the injury, but opioids were meant for a very, very small percentage of the population. When that drug was initially designed to come out, it was to truly affect people that were in lifetime debilitating pain that could not function, and that's it. Then the drug expanded beyond that. What we're seeing with the drugs like Ozempic is they are meant for a limited group of people. And then they found a benefit with weight loss that has, in essence, exploded throughout our population. And like you said, you walk into a room, my hunch is if people were honest, there would be a number of them that would say they either have tried or in the process of trying to get drugs to help with weight loss.
Hell yeah.
People
and
do just about anything.
That's not what these medicines generally are for.
Oh, and Wegovy, as a physician friend said, the Ozempic is indicated for diabetes. Wegovy is the name for the weight loss product. Are we seeing the same with that?
You are. I mean, all of these drugs have potential side effects.
Right.
And what it really comes down to is how the person is getting these drugs, whether it's from a physician for a particular medical condition, or are they doing it for weight loss purposes? And again, are they buying them online? You know, and that's a whole nother problem. People are buying things from overseas that are unregulated, et cetera. You don't even know what's in there.
Right.
But I think the key is, you know, drug companies, when they advertise on television, are required to disclose the side effects of those drugs. And they'll often say, you'll hear disclaimers, if you're pregnant or might be pregnant, please don't take this drug, whatever it happens to be. When you get to social media, those people that are posting videos do not have the same obligations that the drug companies themselves do. So they post something saying, I took this particular drug, here are the positive things that happened to
me,
period, and that's it.
That's right.
And that's the problem, because for whatever reason in society right now, many people are being swayed by what they see on TikTok, social media,
so
as opposed to talking to their doctor about it directly.
Because they're idiots. Thanks, Rob.
Rob, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Rob Pierce.
Ridiculous.
On the Big K Morning
Show.
Though. Yeah.
Scary, Larry.
And unrelated, but still related in the sense of people are pushing this. The CDC just issued a warning about fake Botox that's being sold. So you really have to be careful of what you're buying where and what it's for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.